and James tonight. This had been what I had want and what I had Lord had led me to bring forth, and since this is our prayer meeting night, and a time that we bring all our requests to Lord, you know, I thought this would be good, because we have had a lot of ones that have had needs in body here lately, it seems like, and it's just been on my heart, and I was thinking on this too, and then Earlene on Sunday morning, she spoke a little bit about having the healing touch from the Lord, so and I thought, well, that must be what I need, and that's what I should stay with, so we'll start with James, and I want to, chapter 5, and I think 14 and 15 is what I'll read. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And I was thinking about this, the prayer of faith, and exactly what it is. What does it take for us to have this prayer of faith? So let's start with James 1 and verse 6 and see what it says. James 1:6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So we need to have that faith. We shouldn't, you know, an unwavering faith is important. You know, if we doubt, do you think we will receive that answer to that prayer? I don't think so. What is it? It's in verse 7 it says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So we need to have that faith. You know, if we don't have the faith to believe that he's going to come in for our needs, then should we expect an answer to that? I don't know. We shouldn't. So we need to have unwavering faith. Okay, now I want to go to Proverbs 4. In verses 20 through 23. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So it says, attend unto my word, incline the ear unto my sayings. So it's good for us to stay in his word, because that's the way that our faith grows, is through his word. So what are we told? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So staying in the word is the only way that we can build up our faith, that we won't waver in the times when we are in need, that we will have the faith to believe that he will come in for us. And we need to keep our heart with all diligence. And how is the way that we keep our heart in diligence is only through his word. You know, we need that whole armor to keep us in our faith and trust in the Lord. And you know, it's like Jack said, he's writing on the tables of our heart. And we just need to stand fast. Okay, now I want to go to Romans 10:13 and see what it says. Romans 10:13. think I got the wrong one. Okay, that's not the one I want, so I must have wrote it down wrong. But we are admonished to stay in the Word and to take His Word to heart. Okay, well, let's go to 2 Timothy. Okay, 2 Timothy 1, chapter 1 and verse 13. This is what I want. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. So our faith and love should be in Christ Jesus. And He's the one that keeps us. And through His Word, He keeps us. Okay, now let's go to Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So, if we diligently seek Him, does He not reward us? I thought about the story about the centurion. I think it, let's go to that, Matthew 8. Matthew 8, and let's start with verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto Him a centurion beseeching Him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And so we see, you know, he was over men, and all he had to do was speak a word, and they would do whatever he wanted, you know. And so he had his trust in the Lord that all he had to do was speak, and it would be taken care of. You know, he humbled himself before the Lord and implored for a healing for his servant. And he had trusted in the Lord that all he had to do was speak the word, and he would be healed. He realized what the power of the prayer is. And let's go on down to verse 10. And what did Jesus have to say about this? And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith. So, do you think he honored him for this faith? Amen. We'll read and go down to verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. So, Lord, honored his faith and trust in that all he had to do was speak that and he would be healed. So that's the kind of faith we should have. Yes. Okay. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1 John 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. So we can put confidence in that faith that we have in him, knowing that he will answer us if we just, need to have a faith in him. Just through his word, it will strengthen our faith. And then I have, in closing, I'm going to read in Jude. Jude, verse 20 and 21. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. So, all I can say is we just need to stay in the Word to keep that it will build us up and our faith will grow stronger. And he'll be able to keep us in his will. Because we want to stay in his will.
Yes.
In all things, we want his will to be done. Even in our sickness and everything, we should pray that his will would be done in this. Not ours, but his. And he will be faithful to hear our prayers and answer them. And that's what I have for tonight. Oh yeah, that was the one I wanted. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I just wrote it down wrong.